I'd like to turn in your New Testaments to Acts, the 19th chapter. Use that text, beginning of verse 8, by way of invitation this evening. Acts 19, verse 8. The Apostle Paul is in Ephesus. We are told that while in Ephesus, he went into the synagogue and spoke boldly for 3 months, reasoning and persuading concerning the things of the kingdom of God. I want you to note, first of all, in verse 8 of the text, the means by which men are saved. Of course, Paul in Romans 1 said it's the power of the gospel. We're saved by the power of the gospel, and it saves all who believe, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. The nature of the gospel's power is through reason and persuasion. And so if we proclaim the gospel message and individuals hear it, as we reason and persuade, that's an indication that argumentation is used, exhortation is used, admonition is used. You do what you can, utilizing the gospel of Christ to try to change the hearts of men. And that's the way in which salvation is accomplished for all men. But when you notice in verse 9, it said, some, though, were hardened and did not believe, but spoke evil of the way before the multitude. So he departed from them and withdrew the disciples, reasoning daily in the school of Tyrannus. Started off in the synagogue, went to the school of Tyrannus. But understand that some of them were hardened. And that is an act of self-will. Please understand that when individuals are hardened, it's because they refuse to believe. So reasoning and persuasion does not work for everyone. If you reason and persuade using the gospel of Christ, individuals who have an open heart, they will hear the gospel and believe the gospel. But others will hear the gospel and speak evil of it because they are hardened. And that's what happened here. So, Paul left the synagogue, went to the school of Tyrannus, continued to preach, and we're told in verse 10 that it continued for 2 years so that all who dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. Now, that just is a testament to how diligent and strong the Apostle Paul was in his proclamation of the gospel. He never rested, never tired in preaching that, and in reasoning and persuading. And that, of course, is something that we would do well to emulate. We need to recognize how important it is for us to be evangelistic. So how do you do that? You hear about people saying, I'm going to give my testimony. No, that's not what it's all about. What you testify is to the truth of the gospel, and you preach and teach concerning it. Do your very best, reasoning with individuals, arguing from the scriptures, persuading them that this is the thing to do. Believe in Christ, become obedient to His gospel. Some will not hear. They will not believe. They will ridicule you for doing it. But some will be saved as a result of it. As we offer our invitation this evening, we appeal to all who are here that you not harden your heart. Some of them were hardened. And each of us must give a response to the gospel of our Lord. Some people say, well, I'll choose later. If you say, I choose later, what you're saying is, I'm saying no for now. And you're not guaranteed later. You certainly are not. And not only that, but there are an awful lot of individuals who may have some tenderness in heart at one point in time, but they put it off. Who, through the continuation of sin, rejecting that gospel, they hear it again. They reject it again. They hear it again. They say later that eventually, their hearts can become calloused and their conscience seared, where it no longer has that effect that it once had. That's a danger that is present. So our encouragement to you this evening is to heed the gospel and believe it tonight. Make sure you do not wait for tomorrow. Don't have any confidence of tomorrow. We know now that today is the day that God has chosen for our salvation. If you need to be saved, then you can repent of your sins, confess Him as Lord, be baptized to have your sins washed away this evening. Assist you, or if there's any other here who has need of our prayers or help, then we offer ourselves to you. The invitation is extended now. Would you come? All together we stand while we sing.